Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ki sisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael of Kudeyem, when you take the census of the B'nai Yisrael, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshe l'Hashem, if koidei son, each person should give a kapara for his nefesh when they're counted. L'yiyeh v'hem negev if koidei son. There won't be a plague when they are counted. So the Balaturim says over here, V'nosnu, can be read both ways. The same forwards, it's read V'nosnu, and backwards, it's read V'nosnu. Yoshua Hafach, to teach us that you're giving forward, but the end is the V'nosnu comes back to you. Because a person has Yatin the Shemaya Sai, Bo'ilam Hazeh, so it's not the Pshat, he's giving something away and it's leaving him. The Venosnu comes right back to him. That's the Remez and Venosnu. The Emes is that the Groh says this Remez when he's Moisev. The truck on Venosnu is Kadma Va'azla. It brings down the Gemara in Masech, the Shabbos, the Kufnun Aleph of Adveis, that Ruchia told his Rebetzin, says, step forward to give tzedakah to the Yoni. So that when our children eat tzedakah, people will step forward and give to our children. So she has to give us a kvala. So she said, it's a galgal hachazer. Anius is a wheel that eventually hits everybody. And if we'll be magdim to Aniyim over here, so they'll be magdim to us. There's a gemara in Masechtas, and that's kagma v'azl. Kagma v'azl, step forward and give with the v'nosnu. So it'll be Aslo v'kadma back again when the Venosnu comes back. So he's up to grow. There's a Gemara in Masechta, there's a Gittin Dav Zayin. It says, Tomei Derei Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Hagoizeis Menechosav, V'oisim Ehen Tzedakah, someone that shears off pieces of his Nechosav and does with it Tzedakah, Nitzel Medina Shal Gehenna, is saved from the din of Gehenna. Marshal Beis Rechela, is two sheep, are walking in the water, and one of them is shorn, one just had its wool shorn off, and the other one is not shorn off. So the one whose wool is shorn off can't make it through. And Adarabba, the one that doesn't have the hair holding it back, that makes it very easy for it to go through. So too, two people with Nechosim. The one that shears off his Nechosim, he's able to make it through all the difficulties with a special siyata d'shmaya. And either Giza, those that don't shear of their Nechosim, they're like the Rechela that is stuck over there in the water. And so two Meisim that happened to Chaim Kreisworth. Chaim Kreisworth, Ki Yodua, was very much Isaac and Achnosis Kalu. Legendary with Achnosis Kalu. So he was once in New York, and he came to a Gvir, and he said, I have a tremendous deal for you, a tremendous schus. The Yosem and the Yosem are getting married, and you can have the schus of taking care of it. So he answered in a very chutzpahdik way, schusim like that, I don't need that many schusim. I have plenty of schusim. I don't need that. Rahmanu Litzlan, that week, the fellow was in a plane, and Zev. So Chaim said, he doesn't have a shalom, he didn't have a paid against him, he didn't have a. But when he heard that zug, I have enough zuchusim, he cringed. And Rahman al-Islam, like that happened. The Idr Gisa, tremendous nice amateur of Chaim Kreisworth, he was very makurv to the stipel, the Chetzalim Kodesh Lebroche. And one time he was having headaches, and the doctors had diagnosed, they found something there. So he did not make a move without the stipel. So he sent the shliachim to the stipler to ask him what to do. So the stipler said, it says, Mikur Choylem, Achnosis Kala, Halvoyes Hameis. Achnosis Kala is mafsid between Mikur Choylem and Halvoyes Hameis. It's a mafsid. You're Isakin, Achnosis Kala, nothing to worry about. He goes back to the doctor, he doesn't want anything done. But they looked at him like he's been shooting. Who told you this? The rabbi? What does he know? So he sent another shliach in to the stipler. A second time, he wouldn't move without the stipel. So stipel told the shliach, "Evil machen, wasn't machen. If you want to, I'm telling you, there's nothing to make it for." Yoist the stipler said the words that Bill Machen was it as Machen, he had it done. He said they opened them up, they found nothing there but some residue which they sucked out. There was nothing really there. So that's the Venosnu. You know, we think that we are Venosnu, we are giving. The Venosnu comes right back to us. If it's Kadma the Aslo, then there's an Aslo the Kadma. So it's about Shabbos. Between me and the Bnei Yisrael, it is an ois forever. I saw a Dover Niflin, the Rechaim HaKadosh. Rechaim HaKadosh says, Ein zor itonu ba'olam halos. In this world, there's nobody, no strangers there, but us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'ulay, shegam ha-malochim lo yeshu v'mzim v'seyem ba'olam zeh. Even the malochim cannot sit in our realm, in this world of Shabbos, ki hu l'maylo me'olam ha-malochim. Bal derech amroi, like it says in Bamidbar, ka'es ye yomer li Yaakov u li Yisrael, ma po'al keir. So Chazal said on that posik, ka'es li the malochim, they're not going to be able to get into where Klal Yisrael is. They're going to be standing next to the Shechina. And the malochim are going to be standing on the outside, and they're going to ask Klal Yisrael, ma po'al keir, what's going on over there with that Kodesh Baruch Hu? So if you're talking that Shabbos is the same thing. So I was thinking, that could be the pshat by Shalom Aleichem. So Shalom Aleichem, Alachi Ashores. B'yachem l'sholom. Baruchuni l'sholom. Oh, tzeischa l'sholom. Tait gizom. Which is a shayla in the Mepharshim. Why do you tell them Alachim tzeischa l'sholom? I can't deal with those. I think Rabbi Yaakov and them. The Taki took it out. Certain Nuskois, they don't have it. There's others that learn pshat. Tzeischa l'sholom doesn't mean you should leave. It means when you go, your leaving should be in peace. According to the Zarachayim HaKadosh, it's Givaldic, because the Malachim Taka don't belong here. Because they come here, they give us a bracha, but for now it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we tell them that this is beyond your realm. And it also should be a chizuk to us. We have to know how great Shabbos is. If Atkadei Kachta, we tell the Malachim, Tzeischem L'sholim, that's a big achrayas on us, that our Shabbos has to be as Amin Shabbos, where it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where even the Malachim can't come in between. I saw a Dover Nifla, you know, throughout the years you hear stories with Dibukim, with people that are possessed by Neshamas. Apparently, in the times of the Chaim Volozhiner, there was a Yadua Dikidibuk, Father Vishroy used to say it with the Maise, with others. He was called the Nevardika Dibuk, and the Nevardika Ruach. So Panav Yisrov once came into the yeshiva on Shabbos. He came into the yeshiva dining room, and he saw a couple of the tables were uncovered. He said, "Oy, tired of Achron," he says. "I want to tell you, Maisa, what happened with the Nevardika Dibuk." There was a boy in Nevardik, that was a good boy, regular Bachar Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden, he was possessed. He started telling people they're Averis. "Oh, I love you, you're Averis, it's so gewaltig." You know, people used to run to the other end of town, they didn't want to be near him. Anyway, his whole story, not again now what the whole Maisa was, but his travels took him to Reb Chaim Volozhiner's house. They brought him to Reb Chaim Volozhiner on Shabbos, and he entered the house, and from the Kedusha, Gilgul Gevein Tlachtamei, he couldn't take it. He was screaming. He went around mamash like Mushugi, jumping, screaming. And there was a table in Reb Chaim Volozhiner's house that was partially uncovered. He jumped at the corner of the table and he was kissing it and hugging it because it was the only Dover Shel Chayil in the house. And he stayed there until Mitzvah Shabbos, holding on to this. You know, we think he covered the table. It's a nice thing. It's a cover thing. But Ad Kedei Kach, that the table that wasn't covered, that was the only mokum, menucha for him, was that corner of the table. So Pandav Yisrov told this Talmud, even you have to be zohar, even the covering of a table keeps away Dvar Mishal Chayim. But this is such a halig day, Beni Uvein B'nei Yisrael, it's only between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a moivideke pshat from the Chofetz Chaim's Rebbe, the Nachum Kiyo Haradna. It says in the Pasuk, you should keep Shabbos because it's Kodesh to you. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim that Samechesam in days. By Yom Tovim, there's a Machloikis. How should we celebrate Yom Tovim? If Yom Tovim was meant to celebrate Lachem, and Agashmi is the Goyvim, or Yom Tovim was meant to be Lashem. The Gemara says about Shavuos, Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres Devina Nami Lachem. But the Gemara says the same thing about Shabbos. Hakol Moedim B'Shabbos Devina Nami Lachem. You need Lachem to celebrate Nagashmi's the Goyfin, Shenemar, the Karosa, the Shabbos Einik. There's got to be a physical timing in Shabbos also. As a matter of fact, Rashi in Masechtas Beya, the Gemara says over there, we get in the Shami Yisaira, Rashi says we should be able to eat more. Interesting, Rashi, what that means exactly. Oh, but there's an Indian of Gashmi's on Shabbos, the Karosa, the Shabbos Einik. And there has to be Lachem. So, Krabachim Kilveradne, Ushmartim Esav Shabbos. You have to guard Shabbos, ki kodesh yilochem, that the lochem should be kodesh. In other words, it shouldn't stop and be eating and drinking, which I'm enjoying, ki kodesh yilochem. You have to be careful that the lochem of Shabbos has to be kodesh. And how is that done? With the Rei Torah, with Zmiris, with bringing in Dvarim Shebikdusha. I saw another bar from the Sefer Yechim Ruven, Ruven Karel, Shneinzatzal. It says, we say, davening, the gamha oyavim dvoreho gedulo bocharu. Those that like the words of Shabbos, they chose gedulo for themselves. What are the words of Shabbos? Chazal tell us shloyek diburcha b'Shabbos kediburcha b'chayil. The dibur on Shabbos is not allowed to be the dibur of chayil. Those that love those kinds of diburim on Shabbos, that's a sign of the Madrega. Those that like the Ruchnius of Shabbos, the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Musar, the Zmiris, Ha'oyevim Dvarela, those that love those words, that's a sign that Gedula Bacharu, they chose Gedula. Vayar Ha'om Ki Boishish Moshe Loredes Min Ahar. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delaying in coming down from the mountain. So Rashi says they made a mistake crushing the Cheshman. Moshe Rabbeinu said he's going to be back in 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu meant 40 full days, 40 days and 40 nights. But they started counting the 40 days from the day that went where he went up, but it didn't have the night with it. What happened? Lefidei Cheshman, when it came Tesdai and Tamas, the day was short before Shavuos of Tamas, which is the day before Moshe Rabbeinu was really supposed to come down. The Satan comes, he says, where's Moshe? Where is he? He started causing darkness, the world's coming to an end, the Rebuvia, and he showed how Moshe Rabbeinu's bed is being carried up in Shemayim by the Malachim, which they took, he didn't panic. They thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifting. This was, they were in a state of shock because they were totally sunk on Moshe Rabbeinu. He was their leader in the Midbar. I saw a Sefer Dorash Marke asks a question. Gan Shevet Levi did not fall for the tricks of the sun. They didn't fall for the clouds and for the darkness and for the revuvia. How were they able to withstand that? What's the pshat? That Shevet Levi was able to withstand it. So the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Shamei Lai, all those Shevet Levi came, they were not in the smoke, the chlau. There was not one in Shevet Levi that was chayte. What was the pshat? So the Dorash Martha says, this is a yisoid that we once mentioned. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Tainus that says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Frag the Gemara, v'chibavdi savdi savdinu. Why is it they set a spaden to him? You know, they set a spaden on him. V'chanti chantinu, they embalmed him. V'kavri kavrinu, they buried him. So the Gemara answers, mikrani dayu shechavad rosh. They could see all they want, they could hear all the spaden they wanted, the chavad rosh. Everybody heard his faith and everybody saw Yaakov Avinu being buried, but I haven't rushed. They're like, well, what's the shot? It's a different shot. Reb Chasman says, if you hear your friend outside, Reuven's outside. Oh, I gotta go see Reuven. You open up the door, you see it's not Reuven at all, it's Shimon. So your ears told you it's Reuven, but your eyes tell you it's Shimon. Which one do you listen to? Hashem, you listen to your eyes, because the perception of vision is much keener and it's much more accurate. Your ears can be playing tricks on you, but your eyes, you want to see. Shimon there, it's a double pashit, you listen to your eyes. Zachar blame. Hashem, it's a double pashit, that you follow your eyes as opposed to the ears. If the Torah says something against what you see, it's a double pashit, you go after what the Torah says. Because the keenest vision in the world is the perspective of Torah. The tzaddikim hador, the manhigei hador, are known in the Torah as ein ha'eda. They are the eyes of the eda. They are able to see things in a way through their das Torah, their perception of Torah, which regular eyes are made of flesh and blood. The Torah's vision is l'mailam and atah. This is up to Darish Mordechai. And that's Tzat Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. Right. The eyes were able to see that he was buried, and the ears were able to hear the Espeda. Over the drush of the Torah, it tells us he was not nifter. And Chazal Taka say that when Esav's head or his eyes, you know, he was killed by the Marzah Machpelah, it rolled to the feet of Yaakov. Yaakov got up and he smiled. So he stayed in Medrash. The Metzius was L'maisa L'maisa. He wasn't nifter. It looked like he was nifter. So that's the Pshat Elias of the Darish Mordechai. They saw darkness, and they saw the Sota, and they saw Al's things. And everybody fell for it. But Shevet Levi, that was never involved in the Shevet of Mitzrayim, for all these years they were sitting and learning Torah, for them the Emes Nekechush, their perception was a perception of Torah. And if the Moshe Rabbein Shel Yisrael says, I'm coming back in 40 days, they believed it. And if he didn't come yet, it's a sin he wasn't meant to come back yet. His bed is up there. It's a fake. Fake news. That's what it is. Right? The Torah is the ikar perception. And if we have a mitzvah to listen to the Navi, and he told us he's coming back in 40 days, he's not here yet, Shema Minah, that the time has not come yet, he's still alive, and everything else is baloney. This is how Shevet Levi was able to survive where nobody else was able to survive. Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu returned to Hashem. Agav was just dying to mention by the temple of the Shavsei Tzvi, where thousands and thousands of people were smitten by the Shavsei Tzvi. They were schlepped along with the craze. And we wonder how's it shared, but so many people could fall for it. So then this is Tzvi writes about it, and others write about it. There were nisim galuyim going on over there that we can't be massive. There were amaratzim that barely knew how to read, that were barabim quoting pages and pages of the Zohar HaKadosh. I'll bet. There were women that would go in the streets and say, come, let's kill the Shehidim. And they would wave their hands in midair and spread out their kerchiefs, and blood would fall out of midair as if they were killing the Shehidim. These were maisim b'chol yayim. So it's not a pellet, you know, and the people were having dreams and nevuahs mekomi nezat. There was one gadol that got up, Rav Yaakov Sasparta Zatzal, was the Rav in Amsterdam, Svarashirav, and he was the big loichim against the Shavsei Tzvi. And he says he does not meet the criteria of what Chazal say, he does not meet the criteria of what the Rambam says. There has to be a Mashiach ben Yosef before him. Mashiach is supposed to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Zohar HaKadosh says there's going to be a big rainbow. The Ovis HaKadosh, he listed off a ganze zach of Mesorah that we have. All these visions with bloodletting, the air, and the boos, and all those things, they're all very nice visions. It's a bunch of baloney. Our criteria is what the Torah says for Mashiach. Where's Eliyahu HaNavi? He didn't come yet. And all these things that are listed in Chazal and that the Rambam brings down, he says, if it doesn't fit with what the Torah says, everything else is belong. And Taki, he was the Iker Leichem against him, and he was able to Lebesoy Bimen Atzei. Satmar Rebbe, Haley the Satmar Rebbe, Zeke Tzadim Bekodesh Lebroche. Most of you don't remember the Six-Day War, 1967. I remember the Six-Day War. It felt like Mashiach was here. I'm telling you, it felt like Mashiach was here. The ecstasy, Simcha, the feeling of superiority of Klal Yisrael, Nisim, Gluyim, and all those things, comes along the Satmar Rebbe and writes a sefer, a little sefer called Al HaGulah, Al HaTemurah,
It's the koyach of the sultan. It's the koyach of the koyach of tumah. The koyach of this. The dog looked at him like he's crazy. Mamish screamed at him. It wasn't his fault. Based on the brushing. Listen, we see today it was far from a geula. It was far from Mashiach coming. Unfortunately, a couple of years later, you had the Yom Kippur War. You had other wars, and unfortunately, with all of the power there, we're still suffering from the Palestinians. We're still suffering from the Arab world. One Satmar Rebbe that stood up against the world. That's the pshat. The Koyach HaTorah stands up. You can have all the visions of victory and glory and all the things. Over Shevet Levi, the ones that have the chush, the smell of Torah, they're not going to spoil from these visions. They're not going to spoil from Nisim. What does the Torah have to say about it? That is the only criteria. Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem vayoymar. The nation did a gewaltig gechet. They made for them a golden god. The person is the constant. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be the male. It's Yosha on Klal Yisrael. He's supposed to stick up for them. So why are you saying over here, Onochoto, Omazechato, Gedoyle? So I saw a very nice pshat from Yitzchok of Amshinov. Amshinov a Rebbe. He says, when a father warns his son, Marshall, don't climb up on that ladder, it's dangerous. So the kid climbs up one step, and the father catches, I told him, don't climb up on this. Climbs up a second time on the second step, the father says, I'm warning you, don't climb up on the ladder, you get hurt. He climbs up again, so the father gives him a bissel apash, he goes, listen, I told you a few times. What happens if Chas V'Shalom, the kid climbs up to the top and slips and falls and he hits his head and split open, he's bleeding? That's not going to patch him then. You know, it's like the kid's hurt very badly. You know, that's not a time for patching. It's a time to take care of the kid. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Onochoto omazech ato gedoyla. The matzah is bitter. They fell so desperately. Now's not a time to give them an einish. Einshin with the Musar. Now's the time to pick them up. Now's the time to be mechazik them. They sunk terribly. Tatogi doyla, terrible, terrible. They were, they mamish. They were made igra rama lebira mikta. They were on the madrega malachim. Ani amarti elohim atem v'nei elyon kulchem. I thought you were mamish like the malachim or chen kodum to Musa. They mamish fell madregas nechayek. It's a schmatter. So Moshe Rabbeinu told that Kodesh Baruch Hu anachoto amazek hatov idoyla. That's not the time for Einshin. That's not the time to hit them. They need chizuk right now. Va'atoyim now. In tisuch hatosam, if you'll be moichel them, it's good. V'im ayin and if not, mecheinino misifrucho asher kosoft. Erase me from the sefer that you have written. Ayomer Hashem al Moshe, whoever did a chait, I'll erase him from my sefer. But you didn't do a chait, I'm not erasing you. Afal pikein. We know that in the last week's parasha of the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Because l'maisa, when the tzaddik says something, it has to be mekuyim to a certain degree. So at least then, it was mekuyim. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, mecheinino misifrucho asher kosofta. Zok Rashi. Mecheinino misifrucho Mikol ha-Torah kul, erase me from the Torah. Shelo yoimru alai, shelo ha-yisi kedai levakish alayim rachim. So the people should not say that I was not capable or worthy of asking for rachmanis on behalf of Klal Yisrael. A little bit strange. It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu is worried about his egg in the cupboard over here. I don't want people to say that I wasn't able to daven for them. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Anav Mikol Adam, Torah is made on him, he was the Anav Mikol Adam. He wasn't worried about his COVID. So here all of a sudden he says, Shalayayru, that they shouldn't say that I wasn't Kedai. I mean, sort of Shatan Rashi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not being Tevei his own COVID. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the people should have a moon in their Gedoilim. And that their Gedoilim not only teach them Torah, their Gedoilim are not only Meir Derech, but at the same time their Gedoilim could be Mispala for them when they slip and could be Malam Mitzchus on them. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to do that over here. And he is supposed to be the Rosh HaMadrichim of Klal Yisrael for generations. Then people are not going to have the full betachon in their leaders. If Moshe Rabbeinu is not able to do it, then our Gedolim are not able to stick up for us. So Hashem, if he said, they shouldn't say that I wasn't Kedai, that I wasn't able to. Because then that's going to take away the whole leadership of Klal Yisrael, the whole emunah in the leadership of Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't his eigen of covet, it wasn't like he felt his eigen of honor. He wanted that people should be able to have bitachon in their leaders, that they can be misfollowed on their behalf. The Ramban asks a question on Rashi. The Ramban asks, if that's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mecheni no misifrecha," so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? Whoever was involved in the chait, him I'll erase from the sefer. And there was no names over here mentioned of anybody involved in the chait. From where would Hashem erase them? There was no names mentioned. Meila Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned b'chol ha'Torah kula. If I have to say, we'll erase his name from the Torah, right? But there's nobody else here b'chol that is miyuchas to the chait. What does that mean, Hashem chenu misifri? So Shariyam says a very nice pshat. Shariyam says, Sadovi do a maisa that happened with the Ramban, the Talmud of the Ramban, by the name of Avner. He shmag himself up, he became a psagalach. And one time he came to the Ramban scoffing at Yiddishkeit. The Ramban asked him, how did you go off the derech? He said, once heard a shir from you, and you said that everything is marumas and parshas azinu, all the mairois of the world, all the history, all the people. And I couldn't be makabel, but it's impossible. He says, if it's true, tell me how my name is Marubas over here. So Rabban walked to a corner and he was Mispalo, and a pasuk came to his mind. The statement pasuk, Omarti af ehem ashbisam enesh zichron. I'm going to erase them from memory. The third letter of each one of these psukim comes out to Avner. Omarti is a resh, af ehem is an aleph, ashbisa is a beis, enesh is a nun. The letters of Avner. Your name is Marumas over there. The minute he heard that, Imam Rish became full of busha. He's makabel on himself tshuva, and he taka disappeared from the. He went off somewhere, and his pasuk was taka mekuyim on. The Gro also said, every person in Klal Yisrael, their name is Marumas in the diary. The Gro says, Evan Shlomo, that's his name. Yo Ben Shlomo is Marumas in the diary. He says, whatever you do it. So Shalavi said, the Shariyana says, every person in the history of Klal Yisrael has the name Arumas. And if Taka de Rechayte, that name, that Remus would be erased from the title. That's Pehman's Pshat. I just wanted to mention a Sipurna, Hafladika Sipurna. Mechaini no Misifrecha. He learns differently than Rashi. Not erase me from the Sefer Torah. Says, Rabbi Yishon, you have a Sefer of Mitzvahs, a Sefer of Schuyas. I want you to take me out of that sefer, take away my zechuyos, and give them over to Klal Yisrael. They need it now. I'm giving away all my zechuyos for Klal Yisrael. That's the pshat. And emesdika manig, an emesdika leader, is willing to give up his mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael. Pafle b'fel. Chen yinom yisifra is not the sefer Torah. It's the sefer hazechuyos, willing to give everything away from the sefer Klal Yisrael. Agud and Shabbos.